Today is Sunday, May 17th, 2015, and this...
Tonight's category, top 10 non-gambling activities in Las Vegas. Top 10 non-gambling activities. Here we go. Number 10, antiquing. Number 9, searching the desert for insects enlarged by radiation. Number 8, marrying Joan Collins. We ought to get in line for that one, Paul. Number 7, discussing haiku with a pit boss.
Uh-oh.
Number 6, driving a wedge of suspicion between Siegfried and Roy. Number 5, cruising the strip looking for Amish tourists. Number 4, pretending to be an IRS agent and shaking down grandmothers at nickel slots. Number 3, eating 25-cent shrimp cocktails. No, I'm sorry, that is a gambling activity. Number 2, rewiring giant cowboy signs so it gives tourists the finger. And the number 1... gambling activity here in Las Vegas, calling security when Red Fox wanders into your hotel room.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 503.
Las Vegas, the honor!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. A little bit longer intro clip than normal, but it's Dave's last week. I had to use Letterman, and
what
better than a top 10 list? I'm going to have to spend some quality time on YouTube today now that I know there are several shows from 1987 recorded at Bally's.
Ah.
I don't know that I've seen those before, at least not recently. So
you have your afternoon cut out for you.
I think the rest of the day is pretty much absorbed in watching Letterman. I've been watching a lot of Letterman clips on YouTube anyway, but I did not discover the Vegas clips until I purposely searched for them. So I'm going to miss that guy. All right, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Lots of Vegas-y things. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the big show news at Planet Hollywood announced a couple days ago. It's been rumored for a while. The newest resident performer at Planet Hollywood is Jennifer Lopez. Thoughts on Ms. Lopez? Singer, dancer, actress, triple threat.
Mm-hmm. Fine. She's fine. I'm not going to go. I'm sure she will do just great. I don't know. I don't really have a lot of thoughts or opinions.
I pulled audio. This is her and that mushmouth iggy chick singing about their butts. The video is disturbing.
Oh.
Two of them rubbing their poop machines together.
Oh.
I'll say this about
when you put it like that.
I know. Kind of removes the allure of the butt, doesn't it? Anyway,
we're talking about butt stuff this week, kids.
Butt stuff. The show opens on January 20th, 2016. Brittany will continue to perform at Planet Hollywood. I believe her contract runs through 2016, but she's not there all the time. So Jennifer Lopez will be performing when she's not there. I'll say this about Jennifer Lopez in terms of a Las Vegas residency. Relatively current hits. I mean, as far as like Britney hasn't really had any huge hits in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez continues to chart.
Yeah.
And that's not common.
Her career has lasted a lot longer than I thought it would.
Way longer.
I have to give her credit for positioning herself well and working hard and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think this is probably a sign that Planet Hollywood has seen some success with Britney, even though ticket sales haven't been as great as they were during the first few months. Billboard tracks, mm-hmm. Billboard magazine tracks ticket sales for touring artists. And even though it's a residency, Britney falls into that. And you can see her ticket sales for each chunk of shows she's performed.
Uh-huh.
And the first couple series of shows sold like out.
Gangbusters, right?
And then
I almost said gangbangbusters.
Well, that'd be different. That's after the residency is over. Since since last fall, they've slid, and they're not selling out all the shows. And mm-hmm. you can tell this because
the people who have seen her and aren't going back.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the people who really wanted to see her saw her right away. Tix for Tonight is discounting tickets now more frequently, and I've been getting offers from Caesars with free Britney tickets, usually for like Wednesday shows. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to fill up the theater, even if they're not selling all the tickets.
I do have to say about J-Lo, for a while, I think she was a little overexposed, but now she's dialed that back, and she's been involved in stuff without...
Would you like to hear some more Jennifer Lopez?
Sure.
Let me jump ahead on this one because I know it's got a long intro. This has a douchebag Pitbull on it. A lot of party people. Kind of. I'm like Inception. I play with your brain, so I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused. No. This isn't Jennifer Lopez. This is Pitbull.
Speaking of people who are overexposed.
Not repetitious or anything. Take a shit on the floor.
Are you going to play Jenny from the Block?
How'd you know? You know me so well. It's the other one I pulled. Most of her current hits are the Jennifer Lopez featuring somebody who's a little bit more current than her, but what the hell? It's working for her.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets for the first 20 dates are on sale now. The dates span between January 20th of next year and June. No word on how long this contract lasts, how many shows she'll be doing mm-hmm. overall, if it's like a 2-year deal or when. I suspect.
I have a feeling she'll be doing more shows before calling in sick.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So since you asked for it, one of her older hits from 2002.
This is 2002.
I know.
Oh, how time goes fast.
Keeping it real.
I'm curious.
I still wear shoes and socks. I'm still Jenny on the Block.
Uh-huh. You're Timmy from the Block.
Sometimes I wear a smock. I don't give up.
I'm sure I mentioned this when rumors of her performing first surfaced, but there was a story about her being a not very good tipper when she was dating Ben Affleck. So I'm curious if...
It must be true.
...any of those stories will resurface once she begins her residency.
Time will tell. Anyway, if you're a big Jennifer Lopez fan...
Whatever.
Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Yeah. They range from $60 to $416 plus Ticketmaster fees. $416 is like VIP table seating, and $60 is if you want to be in the building. But
does she have a meet and greet package like Britney does?
I'm not sure. I didn't look that closely. I know there were a couple things available through her fan club, so... Possibly. So there you go, Jennifer Lopez.
If
new
anyone
edition.
Has seen her perform, or if anyone goes, I would like to hear about it.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get reviews once it opens.
Yeah, it's not till January though.
No, it's a while. It's a while. She's got to get the show. It's going to be a custom.
Max custom. Is barking at the Swiffer.
Oh God.
I'll be back.
All right. It's going to be a show produced just for Vegas, so it's not her normal touring show. So it's going to take a while to pull that together. And that's probably why they've announced it this far out. It also coincided with the end of American Idol, where she was a judge. So I think she was waiting for that gig to officially end before announcing it. So there you have it. Another Las Vegas residency note, Mariah Carey, you had alluded to this. Mariah Carey, who just started her gig at the Coliseum at Caesars, just a few shows in, canceled Wednesday's show. Already canceling shows a week in.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of behavior people expected from Britney but didn't get.
Right.
Britney's only canceled a couple and was because she fucked up her ankle on stage.
She had good reason.
Yeah, but she's been performing on a regular basis. But apparently, Mariah Carey, she claims that she has bronchitis And yet, I believe she performed last night. I know she was still planning on doing last night's show. Does bronchitis go away that quickly?
Not the kind that I've had.
Yeah, I know.
It's lingered for weeks.
I know. I'm like, really? So bronchitis is going to kick in on you know, Tuesday or Wednesday and be gone by Saturday?
That's, do you think it was one of those Vegas throat things where she was adjusting to the desert air or whatever?
Yeah, but that's the theater that Celine had and put all the
humidifiers.
So that's supposed to be the place to play if you were worried about that.
Oh, well then.
Some news reports are claiming that she was ill-prepared and under-rehearsed for her shows, and that's the reason. Ooh. But I don't know. We'll see.
Drama.
Yeah. Oh, Mariah. I think her contract, I don't think it lasts that long. I think it's a relatively short stint compared to some of the others. So mm-hmm. There you have it. Oh, good. We have a barking dog today. This is going to be a delight.
He's very vocal right now. I don't know what he's barking at.
Probably Zoe. Yeah.
Now he's going to go bark at imaginary neighbors in their yards.
Sorry, guys. Just like the old days.
Yeah.
This is what happens whenever we have a new dog. There's a little break-in period where we have a little bit of excess noise. So a little adjustment. For that. All right. Let's talk about Grand Bazaar shops. Well, kind of about Grand Bazaar shops and related areas. On our Facebook group a couple days ago, one of our participants, Randy, reported that signs have gone up next to Grand Bazaar shops in the space between Bally's and Paris, letting everybody know that coming soon, CVS.
Oh, hooray. We need another one of those.
We've actually mentioned this before. It's been planned for a long time. They were waiting until Grand Bazaar shops were done to begin construction. I'm guessing because of pedestrian flow, if you were doing construction on both, there'd be a major issue. Mm-hmm. So that's coming for anybody who was worried about not having a CVS within 10 feet of wherever they're staying. And then something else related to Grand Bazaar shops that is moderately interesting. Caesars Entertainment, this is a scoop. Nobody's covered this anywhere except for us. Oh, It's an exclusive. One of our dumb exclusives.
One of your patented exclusives.
Nobody really gives a shit about, but I thought I'd mention anyway. Caesars Entertainment has requested permission from Clark County to construct some temporary structures in the main walkway from, like, down the middle of Grand Bazaar shops, mm-hmm. where they have those couches.
Yeah. Those not long for this world couches.
Well, they're already going to be gone because if they get permission, between June and December of this year, they will have a temporary additional space there for restaurants. The deal is they're not getting enough foot traffic.
Okay.
And in order to draw people in, they're in the time between now and when the restaurants, Wahlburger and whatever else, they've got Plan mm-hmm. Nacho Daddy open, which apparently isn't going to be till like late this year now.
Weird.
They want to put in some temporary restaurant structures in that middle section, and they think that's going to draw people in. So from the application that they filed, it says that they're considering this a special event, and right now they can only construct...
Oh, it's special, all right.
They could only construct these things for like 10 days at a time under their licensing, I guess, that they have, without getting permission. So they have to get permission, and this would be considered a special event through the end of 2015. Hmm. The request is to allow the event until the end of the year to help attract more pedestrian foot traffic through Grand Bazaar while construction of the restaurant buildings and remaining retail space are completed. They haven't said who is going to be in those spaces, mm-hmm. but they said it will change from time to time.
Like pop-up restaurant?
Yeah. But
kind of concept?
Well,
maybe.
I think they'll probably have like maybe a...
Well, that's usually like one night, though.
Maybe they'll have like a mini Nacho Daddy to give people a preview, that kind of thing. I don't know, but this says a lot that they're already like, oh no, nobody is coming. We're not getting enough people walking through here. We need to do something about it. So that is the scoop with Grand Bazaar shops at Bally's. Mixed reviews so far, as we've mentioned before. We were wildly unimpressed, and some people have been... I think the overall general reaction has been, oh, it's not that horrible. I think we have a call to that later on, but it's not necessarily like overwhelming people by any means.
Right.
There's a new show coming.
People are universally underwhelmed.
Yeah. There's a new show coming to Flamingo. Johnny Katz with the Las Vegas Sun reports that the show, tentatively called X Comedy, because it's from the producers of X Burlesque and they like branding, it's going to be in Bugsy's Cabaret, which is a smaller performance space at Flamingo, and it will feature several comedy acts, and one of them is the most notable two. There are three or four listed, but the most notable two, Dennis Blair, who is a longtime opener for George Carlin, so some people may know him from that, as well as, and this is the, I think a lot of people will be happy to hear this, former Vegas Nocturne performer Piff the Magic Dragon.
Ooh.
Yes, I know. Very popular performer. So that's fun. We're having dog issues, so why don't you kennel him? Oh, okay. He'll probably just bark in there, won't he?
I'm going to pause.
Okay, dog situation handled.
For now.
Thanks to the magic of pausing. All right, that show at Flamingo is planned for opening in June, and I'm sure that people who are fans of Piff will be promptly buying tickets when they go on sale. All right, there's a new restaurant coming to Aria. It's been getting a lot of buzz, even though it doesn't open till October. It's in the former Cirio space, and it is an Italian restaurant, or Italian, if you don't know how to pronounce your...
your cuisines.
Yeah.
Or nationalities.
It's from, the original location is in New York in Greenwich Village, and it's kind of like Rao's in that the original location is nearly impossible to get a reservation for,
mm-hmm.
and yet the Vegas location is going to be larger and thus probably a little bit easier to get into. It's called Carbone, and it's supposed to be quite good. Vegas 7 says that people are so anxious to get into the New York location that when reservations open up on OpenTable 30 days in advance, they're like mm-hmm. hitting refresh at a frantic pace trying to
wow.
get in. Yeah, it sells out.
That's nuts.
Immediately. A friend of ours, Paolo in mm-hmm. Las Vegas, Paolo Mello on Twitter, he's eaten at the New York location and said on Twitter that he believes it will be the best Italian restaurant in the city when it opens.
Nice.
So that is that tells you a lot. And he knows food.
Yes.
I trust his opinion.
He has good taste.
Yes. It's super expensive, upscale restaurant. Expected to be 200 plus per person easily, but super delicious if you're into Italian food mm-hmm. coming this fall. Sounds like a good addition to Aria's restaurant lineup.
Yeah. Compliments the other stuff that they have, yep. I think.
I agree. Okay, that's about it for news. Let's talk about our friends at Viator.
Viator.
Oops.
Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Forgot to turn the volume up after J-Lo.
We're having all sorts of technical issues today.
Yeah. Oh, well. Such is life. It's been chaotic here lately.
Yeah.
Since...
we're not working on a full night's sleep so much.
Never. We haven't been since we got that little bastard. He's very cute and very adorable and very sweet when he's tired, but when he's awake, it's freaking chaotic around here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... Viator. Let's talk about our friends at Viator. Our listeners have
been... who are not little bastards.
No, they're not. Our listeners have been finding all sorts of great deals on Viator. I looked at a sample of some of the things that people have booked using our links recently.
Cool.
And it's a broad selection of experiences and things, and it's
and
great
we don't
to see.
Know who got them, do we?
No, we don't. It's great to see
it's
that
like
people
Amazon,
are using it, though.
It's anonymous.
Things including in Las Vegas, monorail passes, Rockstar nightclub tour. Actually, I think I saw someone mention on Twitter that they were doing that this weekend.
Cool.
From booking on Viator. So very current.
It lets you book anonymously, but if you want to mention it, feel free.
Absolutely.
Because we would love to hear about it.
Yep. Bootleg Canyon Zipline Tour. That's in Arizona.
Ooh.
For zipline aficionados, of which I am not one because, as we've established, I'm a pussy. A couple things in Amsterdam, a museum and lunch tour package. There's a red light district walking tour if you want to see some whores.
Mm-hmm. Standing in windows, waving at you.
Yep. And of course, gift certificates. We've mentioned before that Viator has gift certificates, and it's a great gift to give people. Someone used our link for that. And a lot of
other
really
stuff,
too.
They don't really wave. They just stand there looking really bored.
You've been there?
Yeah.
You interned there, didn't you?
I interned there, yeah.
Nice. All right. So wherever you're going, any major tourist destination, Viator has all kinds of stuff. And we appreciate that our listeners are using our link, and we're getting bonus credit for that. It's a great website. They've got great prices. As we mentioned last week, really good apps for booking on the go.
I don't know. Things might have, not to sidetrack, things might have changed because I was there over 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So
you think it's clean? They've cleaned up? Now they have.
They might
like,
be using some fancy technology.
Oh, who knows?
I don't know.
All right. Well, whoever's doing that, if you want to email me and tell me how your red light district, and if you mm-hmm. had an underage hooker while you were there, Viator.com is the place to go for all these great experiences. You can download their apps, iPhone, iPad, Android, and as always, we thank Viator for their generous sponsorship of this podcast and for always putting up with our ridiculous nonsense. We do appreciate it. And, of course, use our link at 500bymidnight.com, and we get bonus points if you're going to book something. All right, Facebook group discussion of the week. This was an easy one. It came in very early in the week, May 12th, from Greg, and he started a discussion posting a photo to help him get through long days at work, something that reminds him of Vegas. And it was a lengthy, it's still going on.
Lengthy somebody, photo-packed thread.
Somebody posted something as recently as this morning. People are sharing their Vegas photos that have gotten them through the workday. Mm-hmm. It's fun to see.
Yeah.
Fun to see what does it. A lot of them are of like groups of people. Like the one mm-hmm. I posted was a post-Vimp picture of us with Chuck and Hunter and Hunter's wife, Megan,
yep.
after Vimp a few years ago. And there's a lot of them like that. It's like, oh, this, you can tell it's like not just being in Vegas, but it's that
the
experience.
The people you're with.
Yeah, of having a good time with people that you love. It was, yep. It's fun to see. So love that. Glad that Greg started it. I will post a link to that in the show notes if you have not already seen it. And as always, you can find our Facebook group on Facebook. You'll find useful threads like that in between things like people posting selfie stick comments. There's certain things I'm just like,
the selfie this stick. This is your new eggs on food or eggs or this is your new mason jar.
It's the new, I made a comment. It's the new lion share update. It's like, okay, we get it. Selfie sticks are annoying. Let's quit talking about it now. Can we? It'd be fine once in a while, but like 5 days in a row, do we need people chiming in mm-hmm. different threads with selfie stick comments? No, we don't. That. And then the other thing that's, the other thing that's annoying me, I'm such a bastard. The other thing that annoys me is when, because there's such great information.
Like owner, like dog?
No, there's super good information on there. People go to our group and they'll have a question like, hey, look, I'm looking for a really great place for breakfast on the strip, like mid-strip, something yep. like that, a question like that. Really great mid-strip. And inevitably, like half the people who chime in will suggest stuff that's not mid-strip.
Like downtown?
Downtown or off-strip. It's like that chunk of the request matters. You're answering a different question. It's like, I'm looking for a place for breakfast mid-strip. You know what's really good? Gordon Ramsay's steak. That's mid-strip. Yeah, but it's not a fucking breakfast place. You wouldn't do that. People don't do that. But they will say, here's a really good breakfast place. By the way, I'm completely disregarding the part of your request that's asking for the specific location. Read the full question. You don't have to chime in with something you like that's not related to this question. I'm such a bastard. I'm easily irritated. Have you noticed?
Can I be an awful person?
You are an awful person, but go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
I'm kidding.
When people feel the need to respond to every thread but don't really have anything to say.
I was thinking
there's
about
one person who does that and it drives me fucking nuts.
I was thinking about starting.
And I don't think they listen to the show.
There was somebody else who used to do that. And
even if they do, it's like.
There was somebody else who used to do that and he's been banned.
Yeah.
Not for that, for being an asshole, but.
There's a lot of useful information on there. I completely appreciate when people contribute, but.
You don't have to say something if you don't have anything to say that pertains to
it's
the discussion
okay.
at hand.
Yeah. And I think I've gone off about this before on that previous person.
So that's me bitching about Facebook, yeah. even though I love the group most
the
of the time.
The group is great.
Sometimes
group,
I'm just like, Jesus Christ, rein it in. Anything else I can bitch about that'll upset our listeners?
I don't know.
No, plenty of time for that. All right, we got a lot of phone calls. Let's take them in the order that I have designated, starting with this one.
Hey, 500, this is Nate from San Diego. Just want to give a quick trip report from the Pacquiao Mayweather weekend. It was an interesting weekend. I boarded the plane with my Manny Pacquiao shirt and received a ton of boos, as in B-O-O-S. People
wrong kind
were
of
harassing
booze.
Me, and that was just a precursor as to what the weekend was going to be like.
Huh.
You know, there's no winners in that fight. It's like two despicable human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I have no respect for either of them. Fuck them.
Tons of Mayweather fans all over the place.
Yeah, we love Pacquiao fans. We love wife beaters. Assholes.
I would think. I thought it would be a lot more crowded than it was, but the airport was empty. I arrived Friday afternoon, and the casino was pretty empty as well. But they still had $25 tables. At Planet Hollywood, which we were staying at. And, you know, a major complaint I have with Caesars is that there's only one pit boss for, like, six table games, which is probably the reason why I checked my comp points online, and it's virtually unchanged from the entire weekend. And I played 4 hours a day, quarter tables, and I guess the pit bosses are just overwhelmed with the amount of people playing on, like, the Cosmo or MGM hotels where there's a dedicated pit boss for every crap table. And the Pacquiao tickets for the closed circuit, I mean, these tickets went quick, like Comic-Con quick. Within 2 minutes, the Mandalay Bay closed circuit tickets were gone. And with all these stupid Ticketmaster fees and all that, it was about $175 each, which was not worth the fight at all. And the ballroom was basically a wedding room with a gigantic television in the middle and in four different directions. But again, not worth it. And after the fight, Planet Hollywood was apparently the Mayweather after-party spot, in which there were a couple of gunfights we witnessed in the hotel, one in the middle near the craps tables and the other near the poker room towards that rock bar area. And an interesting observation is the Planet Hollywood security, after hearing the gunshots, ran towards the cash door. And they seemed like they weren't really interested in protecting any of the patrons gambling, which kind of sucked. But anyways, yeah, the Metro was there within maybe 5 to 10 minutes. I guess they were expecting this for this crazy weekend. But anyways, it was a good weekend. Got some free time to myself and ended up winning a little bit. And I'll be there in June again to partake in more Vegas-y fun. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. I had not heard about gunplay at Planet Hollywood as part of Fight Weekend.
I was surprised there wasn't more.
Yeah, there probably was. They try to keep these things on the down low, but yeah, that's lovely. Well, since there's no fights coming up, there's like no, since the boxing game is at a... The boxing game is at an all-time low. I don't think there will be any fights of that magnitude anytime soon. Because after these two guys, nobody cares about anybody.
Are they going to do a rematch?
I don't know. They say no, but who knows?
There's enough money involved, they will.
Yeah, but I think people are so pissed off by how shitty the fight was that maybe they'll just say, you know what, fuck it, I'm not going to pay that much again. So, I don't know. Who knows? Next caller, please.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Nick from Chicago.
Hello, Nick.
With a brief trip report for a guys' weekend in Vegas over May 1st through 4th, or whatever the fight weekend was. We stayed at the Signature Suites Hotel, which is, I guess, an offshoot of the MGM Grand. It was okay. I would call it good, not great. We had some issues with the hot water. It was actually scalding. You could not take a shower without having scalding hot water, and I actually tried to fix it once and didn't seem to work.
That's not good.
And then after that, everyone just kind of got tired of calling. If you are going to stay there, Tower 3 is furthest away from the MGM Grand, but it's actually the closest to the main strip. We spent most of our time at the Cosmo and at Planet Hollywood and the casinos north of that intersection, so Tower 3 actually worked out better for us because you can just jump right out onto the street and get on your way. It has a nice pool area. We actually did end up spending a hungover morning / afternoon rehydrating with some cocktails down by their pool, and it was actually a really nice service, so that's actually a good part of it. Food-wise, we went to STK the first night we were there. I'm not sure I've ever heard anyone review STK. It's a great atmosphere. It's a fun time, depending on the genre of music that they're playing. The food is reasonably good. I wouldn't call it great, but it's pretty good. A little overpriced, but you're really paying for the atmosphere inside.
The criticism I've heard of that place is that it's too loud in there.
That it's very oonsy.
Yeah, and that you can't really have an actual conversation during your meal because it's loud. Maybe it's not like that all the time.
Oh, the thing you said about the Signature?
Yes.
I've never stayed there.
No,
but
we haven't.
That's really good to know because I always thought, oh, you have to walk all the way through MGM and it would just be really inconvenient, but that's good to know that you don't have to go through GM if you're staying in that one tower.
Yep.
Holstein's for lunch, burgers and beer. You can't really beat it. Solid food. We tried to go to Pizza Rock the last night we were there, but I think it was closed, which kind of surprised me. It was about midnight on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's when they closed.
And they were closed, so we ended up going to Pop-Up Pizza, which is also pretty good. It seemed to be one of the only late night options that we could find at the time. And then we also went to Tao one evening for dinner. Pretty good Chinese food, or fusion, whatever you want to call it these days. Really relaxed environment, pretty chill inside. If you've never had sake, it's a good place to have it because it's actually good sake and not the kind you just choke down in shots. Other things, we ended up watching the Kentucky Derby at the Link. We had made this grand plan of actually getting to the Mirage and going to see it on that giant 4K TV they have, but we never made it past the Link, which actually is fine because they made us some good mint juleps at $35.35. My buddy actually somehow won $1,000. He didn't even realize it. He was about ready to throw his ticket away and saw that somebody else had a similar ticket who had won. So he's an asshole. we went downtown. It was my first time downtown in about 5 or 6 years, and it has changed immensely, as you obviously know. Had a great time down there, really cool environment. And then finally, for the fight, we almost did not see the fight at all. As everyone probably knows, MGM had a lock on all the pay-per-view options, and everything was sold out. Literally 5 minutes or 10 minutes before the fight started, we finally just got in a cab stand. We were going to ask the cabbie to take us to anywhere he thought we could watch it. The valet or the attendant actually took us out of the line and put us in a private car and said, I'll get you in for $100. And, of course, he was taking us to the Hustler Club. And we managed to finagle our way inside there for a couple $100 and got to see it on the rooftop with the Vegas skyline in the background. So turned out to be really good. Thanks all for all of your help, Tim, on the information that you shared with me for the various goings-ons out there. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks a lot for all you do. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate it. And, yeah, watching the fight at Hustler Club amongst lovely ladies, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next caller.
Hey, Kevin, Michelle, Danny, one more time.
Hey, Danny.
I wanted to report on a few things from our stay and visit at SLS last week for the first week in a Rocky Rio. And so all of these are not Rocky Rio related. But so first of all, we're full people, and it was unusually cold last weekend. It could be unusually cold this weekend, too, I think. Nonetheless, we had one day where it was high 70s, and so we went in search of a pool that was not a day club. And allegedly, they have one at SLS. It took us about 30 minutes to find. It's called the Lux Pool. when we finally found somebody that told us it was spa, that it was located not in Eden's Lux Tower, but you got to it by an elevator behind that weird high limit room in SLS. You go into the elevator, there's a button for the Life Pool, not the Lux Pool, but it indeed is the Lux Pool, labeled as the Life Pool, because at one time, I guess, they tried to have 2 day clubs going on. Anyway, you get up there, it's tiny as hell, but that's also where everyone takes their bunch of children. And so there was a family that had taken it over like they owned it. And they stayed there for a while, but once they left, it was cool because I guess they had enough players from all the adults that were there. Drinks were $18 each if you wanted alcohol. And so that was kind of ridiculous. And so I did indeed take one of their beach balls because, damn it, they owed me. we bought a bunch of drinks. The service was good enough. It wasn't anything special, but if you want a little bit quieter pool without the rave atmosphere, the Lux Pool on the third floor behind High Limit via elevator, hopefully.
So isn't there main pool area? Is that like, I guess maybe that's, I don't think that's technically a day club. Foxtail is, but the main pool, maybe it's just too much, too close to it.
I don't know.
It looked like the main pool area is really nice looking. They got that bar in the middle. Kind of a cool thing, but
yeah, we were gonna go drink out there one day, but it was raining.
Yeah, oh well. So yeah,
but got pool drinks are not cheap.
No, we found that out when we went to the Cromwell's pool area too, and that wasn't when it was a club. It was during
the day, but still.
Yeah.
There's that. We also went to Cool Noodle, which is a concept by Jose Andres, you know him from venues at Cosmo, and we really enjoyed it. Our service was phenomenal. Very helpful in helping us decide. We were actually going to order 2 entrees, and she said no. What we ended up ordering was a crispy rice hot pot entree, which is like a signature dish there. And she said, you only need one for both of you, and actually probably 3 people could have eaten out of that. Amazing, delicious, so good, affordable. I think it was about $20. We also had a fun for free dessert, so we also had a shaved ice. Dessert where you can construct your own. We had strawberry shaved ice with fresh strawberries, roasted coconut, caramelized peanuts and a chocolate drizzle, and it was amazing. We loved it. And so everything we had there was really good. Strongly recommend it. I think the set of restaurants they have at SLS is probably pretty good. They just do like zero to advertise it. I do have to say, following up on last week's call, the second night of Rocket Rio, they actually did have bars set up and some to-go food, booths, stuff, as people were going into Rock in Rio. But again, tens of thousands of people forced to go through SLS to get back to the monorail, shouting, yelling, having a good time, talking about where we're going to get a drink. They had no alcohol set up. Come on, guys. Fail. Anyway, next time I'm setting up a ice chest with my wife working herself in SLS. All right. We'll call back with a few more things and definitely with review of second weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for that report. We do appreciate it. Always interesting to hear how SLS is doing,
mm-hmm.
what the thoughts are. The restaurants are good. They've got some good restaurants there. So
yeah.
Thanks for the report on Koo Noodle. We do appreciate that. All right. Next up.
Hey, Kevin, Michelle. This is Kevin from Scott Air Force Base. I was down working at Corpus Christi. Got down earlier this week. So I figured, hey, nobody's expecting me anywhere. So I jumped on a flight and came to Vegas. Where else? Of course, the nice thing was they were overbooked on Southwest, so I volunteered to give up my seat and got a nice little $800-some-odd
nice.
Voucher, so that took care of the airfare portion of it. Stayed, had a thing with Caesars, so I had a couple nights at the Cromwell, which came with a $100 food credit. Only thing about it, I guess there's only a few restaurants they let you use it at. You can't use it at any Caesars property, but... one of the ones they had was with Guy Fury or whatever over at the Link. So I ate over there a few times. Not bad. Kind of a limited menu, but it was okay. It suited the purpose. I actually only stayed there one night because I gravitated back to where I always go, back down to the El Cortez. They hooked me up there. You know, $75 free play and $75 food credit. Of course, where are you going to spend a $75 food credit at the El Cortez? New restaurant, Siegel 1941. They've been messing around with that now forever. They say that it's supposed to open next month. I guess they're still doing work on the kitchen.
Finally.
But it'll be interesting to see how that is when that's open. One thing that was weird that happened to me, when I first got here Tuesday night, went over to the Cosmo like I usually do, played a little bit. The next day, yesterday, Wednesday, I was looking at emails on my phone, and there was an email from the Cosmo said, complimentary $340 on us. And I'm like, oh, there's got to be a hook into this some kind of way. So I went over to the identity, drove back over to the Cosmo yesterday with the identity booth. They said, no, it's just something we're doing. It was very limited. It only gave me like a day or 2 days to redeem it. But they said it's something they're doing now, so... they put $340 of free play on my card. I went into the high limit room and, you know, played the $5 video poker, ran it through one time, cashed out $700, and left the Cosmopolitan.
Nice.
So
right now, I'm just leaving over at the Rampart, had to come over here and play video checkers like I always do when I come out here. And I am on my way to the Riviera to see what their sale's like. It's opening up in about an hour. Kind of weird. I haven't been to the Riv in 1,000 years, it seems like. But it was the very first casino I ever went to when I, first time I ever came to Vegas, about 40 years ago. So I just kind of interesting to see what they're going to do. I went to the sale they had at the Sahara when they had that one, picked up a few things. So I'm just going to go over there and see what's going on. I'll give you a call back, give you kind of an update of what's going on with that sale. Thanks a lot.
All right. We will hear a report from the Riv sale from him shortly. As always, we appreciate your report. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Good information.
I'm anxious for that restaurant at El Cortez to open.
I know, and I'm
like
curious.
It's taking a really long time.
I'm curious as well if then...
are they going to do something with the cafe?
The theory on it is that the cafe is going to close and become some kind of a nightclub, but I don't know.
Please,
I'm still
don't
not convinced
do that.
That's accurate.
Please, 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 please don't do that.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea for El Cortez. Because I believe that the new restaurant is going to be 24 hours, so they wouldn't really probably need the cafe, and a lot mm-hmm. of the stuff I think is cr- crossover. But I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see once it opens what the actual menu is. And I mean, it's replacing their steakhouse, so you'd think that that it would be a little bit more upscale than the cafe. Mm-hmm. But we will see for sure soon. Hopefully it will open in a month. It's been, I think it was supposed to open quite a while ago, and they're taking a lot longer than expected. So, all right, next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Brian of Brian and Lauren in St. Louis fame. Calling because we went to Vegas last month and been a long time listener of the show, and this is the first time I'm ever calling, only to underscore how great of an experience we had at the place I want to talk about.
Excellent.
We stayed downtown and one evening went to a restaurant called Bakum Sushi. It's a restaurant, I believe it's at 5th or 6th in Carson. I believe it's right next to Carson Kitchen. We had a full day of drinking and were craving sushi. And our usual spot, Red Soup.
His call breaks up for a second. So I believe the place is, if you're looking for it, it's B-O-C-H-O Sushi.
Went there. We were too drunk, I was too drunk at least to remember, but if I remember correctly, the proprietors of this place are a man and his wife who speak very little English, but that did not stop them from being sort of the most sort of gracious and great hosts we've ever had. They sat us at the sushi bar, and just an amazing experience. They were they waited on us, in addition to the waiters there, and somehow, some way, we were so drunk, and I don't know what happened, but out of nowhere, before we got our food, they had set up something like a 45 glass sake bomb sort of contraption thing, and they had Lauren come behind the bar
and drink them all,
smash on the table, and knocked all the sake into the beers, and the entire bar did a sake bomb together.
Nice.
Free of charge, is on the house. Honestly, I cannot remember how it even got to that point, but we sat there for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, drinking, eating, having a great time, talking to total strangers, talking to the proprietors. By the end of the night, we had promised them that we were going to call in and give them a review on your podcast. I'm fairly sure they had no idea what the hell we were talking about.
Sure not.
What the podcast was. But in the same breath, I wanted to be true to my word, even, 5-6 weeks later, just to call in and give them that. So, for all your listeners, we would put our chips behind the, Bakum Sushi downtown. I think it's on Carson somewhere. I think it's 5th or 6th Street. Anyway, the only reason I'm even calling right now is we have just been able to, book our next trip. So, we will start to, or at least I will start to, listen to all your shows and getting caught up. It's always difficult to even hear of any of the Vegas-y goodness when we don't have anything on the agenda. But now we do, so we are pumped. Thank you guys again for all that you do, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Quick follow-up.
Hey, Tim, Michelle. This is Brian again from St. Louis. Following up, I just realized Lauren's going to be really pissed at me because we were supposed to call together, and she's anyway, she's probably listening. So, yeah, sorry, Lauren.
She might forgive you. We'll see. Yeah. Thanks for that report. We've heard from some friends that place is outstanding, too. Mm-hmm. I believe that the restaurateurs behind Latai are involved in that sushi place as well. So, and Latai is fucking awesome. So, nice addition to downtown to have a good sushi place.
I want to go downtown right now and eat all the food.
Oh, I know. So many good options now.
Oh, we're to the point where we have to pick and choose.
I know. How times have changed. It's so crazy.
Yeah. It's like, okay, if I go here, then I can't go here.
Yes.
Damn it.
Limited meals.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
500 in the New Martini. This is Buffer calling from a Cosmopolitan Terrace overlooking the thousands. It's as good as advertised. Really happy with this place. Basically, all is well here. You already know all that. I will say that at Holstein's, the vegan raspberry coconut milkshake was quite good.
Really?
I realize it sounds mildly unappetizing.
Sure does. Being a shake,
but we did not miss the dairy at all.
Two reasons. If it's a milkshake and it doesn't have any fucking milk in it, number two, fucking coconut.
You hate coconut.
I do not like coconut.
Other thing is, looking at the Grand Bazaar shops at Bally's, it's not quite the eyesore that I thought it might be. It's not the prettiest design in town, but just overlooking the strip here, it was really is overshadowed by all the bigger, better designs out here. Not great, but I don't hate it too much. Otherwise, everything here is good, and looking forward to more podcasts. Oh.
All right. Thank you for the call. We do appreciate it. Holstein's is solid.
I love Holstein's. Even though I haven't been there
in forever. Vegan milkshake on their menu. Jesus Christ. What else are they going to come up with?
Some people are vegans.
It's kind of like that news report that we saw recently where somebody was a vegan butcher.
How does that work?
It's like, cutting vegetables does not equate to being a butcher. It's not the same. I have issues. We all have issues, but I have a lot of issues.
Yeah, you do.
Continuing on. The world we live in is just getting fucked up more and more every day.
Tell me more, old man Dressen. Do you want those kids to get off your lawn yet?
Yeah. Hey, guys. This is Brian. I guess I'll call myself Brian the Thinker in case any of your listeners are the two people who remember my pre-Right Haven web forum. You guys made a mention recently that you've been going to Vegas for almost 20 years.
Oh, what,
and that
Brian?
That kind of got me thinking.
What
Brian thinks about Las Vegas.
That's right. Remember that? And then Right Haven, those fuckers who owned the... remember that whole thing with the lawsuits?
Yes.
And his site was targeted, one of the targeted sites, where Right Haven
came in.
And they bought... Didn't they buy the rights to certain stories that had been published on from the Las Vegas Review-Journal on other sites? And then they would sue those. And then they ended up getting... It got struck down and they ended up falling apart. But
not before a lot of damage was done.
Yeah, it was bullshit. So good to hear from you, Brian.
Because my wife and I first visited Las Vegas on our honeymoon in 1996. So you kind of got me reminiscing about the things we've done. And I had one funny story I thought you guys might enjoy. When we have a anniversary that's divisible by 5, the 5th, the 10th, the 15th, et cetera, we like to get a room at the Bellagio looking out over the fountains and just kind of enjoy the view.
Lovely.
One of those trips, I don't remember which one, but they were having trouble with the large water cannons. So they'd do a show, a regularly scheduled show, and then they'd send the repair guys out, and they'd do some work, and they'd test it. Then they'd go out, do some work, test it again, then do a regular show. Repeat the cycle. You'd get one regular show followed by two more shows for test purposes. But
bonus
the only
shows.
Song
nice.
They would use to test the system was Time to Say Goodbye with Sarah Brightman and the blind opera guy.
Arguably the best of the Bellagio Fountain shows.
Not arguably. It is.
You're right. It is. It is. I thought he was going to say, like, you know, fucking Proud to Be an American, which is a piece
the
of shit.
The worst of the fountain shows, yeah, in my opinion.
But Time to Say Goodbye, good solid
one. Yeah.
Which is a beautiful song. But I kid you not, we must have heard that song 15 or 20 times that day in our room. I think it was actually our anniversary, so we weren't going anywhere. To this day, I still fall to the ground in the fetal position if I hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, so on. So anyway, I hope the story was somewhat entertaining to you. If I think of anything else interesting, I may leave you another sad message as I sit here and enjoy my beer and remember Isla, Caesar's Magical Empire, and Comissa. Thanks for the great show. Congratulations on 500, and I will talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks for the call. Speaking of Comissa, the executive chef from Comissa is going to Therapy downtown on Fremont East, which is a new restaurant.
Wait, you need to clarify that.
What?
You just said he's going to Therapy downtown.
It's the name of a place. We've discussed it before.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Bar.
Yeah,
it's restaurant. Not actual Therapy.
No, he's going to be the chef at
Although for
Therapy.
Me, a bar is Therapy.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian's call makes the point of how anything, even if you really love a song, if you hear it way too many times.
Uh-huh.
And that happens in Vegas a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't hate Heart before that time.
That we stayed at the D and they had the Heart. Didn't they have a Heart tribute band and
the
light
everywhere.
Show?
We heard it everywhere. It wasn't even just downtown. Everywhere we went, Heart was playing. And I'm like, okay, I never want to hear Heart again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know how Brian feels, and I know how he's probably, you know, certain things will ruin you. And I, so Brian, I'm sorry, and but I still have to. Right now, he's curled up and going, yep. "No, make it stop
not again."
It's such a great song and such a great fountain show.
It is.
And yet Brian is right now having, he's convulsing.
He's having flashbacks.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, Brian. I couldn't resist.
We haven't stayed at Bellagio in a really long time.
I know.
Like, I think.
It's been forever.
Like 12 years or something crazy like that.
It's a lovely property.
It is. I do remember when we had a room overlooking the fountains that I spent a lot of time in that room watching the shows.
In the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, a couple more calls. Let's check in with Mac.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Mac from Virginia. I just got back from a recent four-day trip to Vegas. Got in Sunday afternoon and stopped in at Caesars. Had lunch at the La Gloria, I believe it's called, at the new food court there at Caesars. And it was actually really good. I had the steak tacos, and it was good. Everything tasted fresh. They had several different salsas and dips you could try to put on there, and it tasted really good. You know, very solid tacos. So I'll definitely try to go there again. Then had dinner at Public House at that restaurant row, you know, between Venetian and Palazzo. And it was really, really good. Highly exceeded my expectations. I figured it was more of just kind of pub-type place, but they had great food. We had a seafood appetizer. A lot of fresh seafood was really good. And then had short ribs for dinner, and they were excellent. And the service was great, too, and they had a vast wine and beer selection. So definitely I'm going to go back to Public House next time I'm in that area. I thought it was, you know, affordable and really good food. Next day, had lunch at B&B Burger there in front of the Venetian, and I don't know, I was kind of disappointed. It was really expensive, and my burger didn't have much flavor. Personally, I thought In-N-Out or even Shake Shack was better than B&B, and those were probably a fourth of the price.
Not the first comment we've had about B&B's burgers not being that great, and their beer selection right. Isn't that outstanding either, so what the fuck do they have going for them? Shut it down.
did gamble some at Westgate. And I'm impressed with what they're doing there. They seem to really be turning the place around. I spoke with some of the dealers and pit bosses, and they're really excited with what's going on there. Sounds like, you know, obviously they're putting a lot of money into the place, and it seems like morale and things have really improved. So
I have high hopes that the new owners of Hooters, when they change it to whatever it's going to become once mm-hmm. it's not Hooters, that they have a Westgate-like,
you know, renaissance.
Turnaround. They come in and they do a lot of good things really fast and get people
in the door.
Yeah, and people go like, oh, holy shit, these guys are like good owners. They know what they're doing. They're fixing it up and they want my business. And I'd love to see that again. Westgate is just shocking me with how quickly they're turning things around and what they're doing there. So that's good. Good sign.
I'm looking forward to all the different changes coming out of Westgate. One other dining experience, ate at the Otto Enoteca Pizza there at the Canal Shops at Venetian, and it was just okay. I've eaten there a couple times now. I am a big pizza fan, but the pizza just seems average. It seems kind of rubbery to me. I don't know whether that's just the style or what, but not that impressed. I highly doubt I'll be back again. Pizza is just not that solid for me.
I wonder what...
Would you like New York style, Chicago style, or rubbery style?
Let's not get started on that again. Yeah.
Then last thing, did spend some time playing at Casino Royale, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I thought it may be kind of dirty and dingy in there, but, you know, everybody was really friendly. The dealers and the pit bosses really engaged and interacted with the customers. And let me tell you, they have to have the fastest cocktail service on all the strip. I mean, I think the lady came about every 3 minutes. I mean, if you were thirsty and looking for some low-level gambling, yeah, definitely hit up Casino Royale because they come very fast with the drinks. But anyway... It was a great time and great weather in Vegas. Can't wait to go back in fall. Hopefully I can make it for VIMP for the first time ever. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Hope to see you at VIMP. Glad you had a good experience at Casino Royale. That's a fun little place.
It is.
It's kind of dumpy, you know.
It's a little bit of a dive, but.
But I like those
places. It's a friendly dive.
Yeah. It's fun to have some of those around. Okay. Danny?
Hi, Tim and Michelle. Danny from Houston. One last time this week. Had a couple of little things I wanted to report on. First of all, we went to eat for my wife's birthday breakfast morning, and it was really good food, but there's something that left a really bad taste in our mouth, and that was the owner.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of, like, supporting small business, giving it your first go and all of that, and so we were wanting to try this for the reviews there and then for kind of reading her personal story. Well, she, on a very busy Friday morning, was sitting at, it's like a 6 or 8 top, high top, right there in the middle of the restaurant.
She's every time we've been in there, she's been sitting there. I think it's like her office.
Yeah.
She seems to do her work there.
So, taking up a table that could have been used for people to actually eat at that were waiting in line to get a seat, and would like bark orders at random wait staff and for host staff that were already busting their ass.
Oh, that's no good.
And we sat next to that at a little table right next to it and waited for water the entire time we were there. I finally had to chase someone down to get water and coffee. She never noticed that to bark orders at, but was like telling him, like, fix that tablecloth over there. How dare you? And what? Oh, yeah, and she was mean girl gossiping with her host staff, and it was just real fucking tacky. And so because of that, I don't know that we'll be going back there. Either that or I'll post a really nasty help for you and go back anyway. whatever. I just don't like that. I gotta like you to go to your place, I think, with so many other options. Speaking of liking, though, Giada, we went there. I know people were reporting that all the time. I'm going to say that the food was really good. The dessert's amazing. If you haven't had their limoncello souffle, my wife actually ordered that for her birthday, and they put happy birthday on it. But then they also gave her an additional tray of cookies that also said happy birthday. I think no less than maybe 10 staff members told her happy birthday.
Oh, nice.
They made it really special for us.
Good.
We had a great time. The server was really knowledgeable and helpful on what to order. And I mean, they give you like 15 menus when you go there, but we were able to hone it down and have a bunch of little things to try out and stuff. So great place. We highly recommend it as mostly everyone that goes there. And then the last thing I want to say is that on Mother's Day, SLS had a drawing for a Mini Cooper, and they were so unenthusiastic about, like, all right, so the next winner is Bob Smith, and you go up there and choose a like keg or something, and they're like, Bob won $50 in Coakley. And like people would kind of like do a smattering soft clap cheer. Well, anyway, the last person they called up, she actually won the Mini Cooper, and it was briefly exciting. Except again, the person that was running the promotion was like, oh fuck, we actually gave away the Mini Cooper. I think it kind of shocked her. It was entertaining to listen to and watch. But the lady, of course, didn't take the Mini Cooper because douche car, and took the cash instead, which any smart person would do. All right, that's all. Again, we'll report on what happens next weekend as we head back to Vegas again. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for the call. We do appreciate it. Giada's delicious. Eat is delicious as well.
Excuse me, what?
The restaurant.
Okay.
Eat is also delicious. It's too bad that he had a bad experience there. Yeah. I saw that. We haven't experienced that. We've seen her
in there, and it's usually been empty enough where it's not an issue having her at that table. Yeah. And she never really interacted with anybody. No. She was just head down doing paperwork. So.
Yep. All right. Final call.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Kevin from Scott Air Force Base. Given a report from the fail at the Riviera, put it in simple terms, screw it. There are several thousand people waiting outside to get into this thing. There's nothing in this place I need bad enough. Plus, I guess they're charging $10 a head to get into it, but for the first 4 days, I guess because they can. Maybe if I was somebody local and needed a bedroom set or a TV or something like that, but there's nothing in this place I need that bad. So I'm just going to do something else. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks a lot. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you for the report. Sorry that you weren't able to get in and check it out. Okay.
As one who shops, no sale is worth that.
No, lining up is no fun. No. I'm not into that. This week's Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. It's a Yamaha stereo receiver for $280. The reason I chose this is because it just warms my heart to see that people are still buying stereo equipment.
Oh.
Like, everybody's so used to listening to stuff in their cars and on their computers and stuff, but it's like, no, you still need a good stereo so you can crank that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That just warmed my heart for some reason.
Oh.
Thanks as well to the person who bought the $1,200 range for their kitchen. Yeah. I assume it's going in their kitchen because, you know, expensive items are good for me. Thank you. Good commission on that one.
It wasn't an outside range,
no,
was it?
No.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, thank you to everybody who's been using our Amazon link for purchases, large and small. They all add up, and we do appreciate it. It's a good way to support the show without doing anything other than buying something you were going to already buy. You can just go to our website at 500bymidnight.com and click on the Amazon link before you add stuff to your cart. We get credit for it.
Even if it's something as small as a One Direction song.
Did you buy a One Direction song this week?
No, but I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Not on ours, because that's...
You can't do it on ours. It doesn't work.
Yeah. But on someone else's.
Yes. Okay, we have a bunch of PayPal Karma donation thank yous this week. Justin from DC, Karma donation for a Vegas trip that I believe was a few days ago. Hope you had a great trip.
Yes.
Thank you. David with Karma donation heading to Vegas for his 40th birthday.
Oh, good luck. Awesome. Happy birthday.
Once again, any excuse is a good excuse to go to Vegas, but when you've got a birthday or anniversary, bonus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Donnie Mack, Karma for he and his wife Coral, they're heading to Vegas, I believe, very soon if they're not already there.
Have an awesome time.
Have a great time. Tina from Torrance, Karma donation for a trip. Happening right now.
Hey.
She loves the show. Said thank you for keeping a smile on my face during my morning drive.
Hope you're having a great
trip. I love that. I love knowing that there are people listening in their car on Monday morning and that we're making their shitty commute a little bit happier. That warms my heart. A lot of things are warming my heart today. Have you noticed that? And yet, I'm bitching about like Facebook group stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Martine. Oh, we know Martine.
Yeah, he was at VIMF last year.
He's one of our VIMFians. He is our biggest fan from Holland. And said, warm greetings from your number one fan from Holland. He's going to VIMF again this year.
Yay, looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you for the donation. Karma donation from Roberta for her next trip. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Daniel with a Karma donation for an Atlantic City trip this weekend, probably happening right now. It's an anniversary trip. What the hell? Can't get to Vegas for your anniversary or birthday? Go to Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. Why not? Said it's their third trip. Third year for an anniversary trip, and they're trying out Borgata.
Ooh,
since
that should be nice.
Revel is dead, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And also planning on coming to VIMF.
Yay!
Yay! Lots of people coming to VIMF. By the way, the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic does have, as we've done in the past, a Facebook event set up. And it's not mandatory, but if you're on Facebook, it'd be nice if you would RSVP to let us know you're coming, simply so that we have a pretty good idea of how many people are going to be there. And it's good to know who's going to be there and that kind of stuff. So you can just search for VIMFP and you'll find it. Hunter set that up last week or a couple weeks ago. And very quickly, like there's already like 150 people who have responded. It's going to be.
Seriously?
I think so. It's going to be another big crew. So
nice.
Kentucky Ben, Karma donation for his first Royal and thanking us for being wonderful. Oh, we're wonderful. Oh,
thank you.
We must not have said anything that, offended him yet. At some point we won't be wonderful, but we appreciate that we're wonderful for now. Tony with a Karma donation for an unexpected trip in 2 weeks. The unexpected short like trip that's immediate.
Yep.
That's a good thing because, you know, it's like the excitement builds and it's like, oh, it's here already.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. That's awesome. He said his Karma donation for the March trip worked and he came out ahead gambling and wanted to make another one. So thanking us for our fun and informative podcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
Awesome. And they're planning on eating at Bardot Brasserie, thanks to hearing information about it
here. I hope you enjoy it.
Fantastic. Marcy, a longtime listener, she said she learned her lesson on her February trip. No donation equals no wins. Oh, I'm sorry that you...
Oh.
Anyway, time to switch things up. Thanking us for all of the enjoyment and information we provide.
Thank you.
That's very sweet. Thank you, Marcy. We wish you luck.
And thank you for listening for so long, too.
Hope things work out. Lon from Mankato, Karma donation for his 50th Vegas trip with his wife.
Nice.
Happening beginning tomorrow.
Hooray.
And thanking us for 10 years worth of podcasts. You're
thank
welcome.
You, thank and you have for a great listening. Trip.
And our friends Damon and Chris from the UK.
Yay.
Their fourth trip from the UK in 18 months coming up.
That's fantastic.
That is dedication.
Because a lot of people from the UK only go once every 18 months.
I know. That's dedication to love of Vegas.
Great.
He said it might be, he's worried about they're worried about the strength of their marriages going four times in 18 months. But congratulations and have a great time.
Have an awesome time, guys.
And thank you to everybody for your support of the show. It means a lot to us, and we do appreciate it. As always, you can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. We've got our Viator and Amazon links and all kinds of other stuff there. 500@gmail.com is the email address if you'd like to send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. We'd love to get them. And you can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. Program it into your phone so you can call us when you're in Vegas and share all of your dirty thoughts at 2 a.m. after 20 fireball shots, and we'll play them on the show and embarrass you. As always, thank you so much for listening, emailing, commenting, calling, putting up with our dog noises. They're momentarily silent, which is
putting
wonderful.
Up with our other noises.
What other noises have there been?
The whole show.
Oh, just us?
Yes.
A series of pops, clicks, and hisses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do appreciate it. Thank you for sticking with us, and we will be back soon with yet another show. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.